Thank you. Thanks for coming out. This is such a great event, and I'm really honored to be part of this workshop. I'm going to read just a few poems. I didn't really know that I was doing this, but when I was writing this collection, I ended up writing a lot about birds in different ways, which is weird because I don't bird. I'm not a birder. I'm the antithesis of that. This one is called Birds of Prey. Part one. My first bird was a dove, but I did not know it. In Abuela's bird cage, I held it, hatched out new, out of an eggshell the color of sand. She had many birds, with feathers light and thin like fingers. The partridges in their regal browns and grays. The songbirds, specks of voice and dance, bright reds, vivid yellows, oranges, like the sun over the Pacific. Doves in pairs with wide eyes and wheat-colored wings nestled in the upper shelves of the cage. Her birds seemed infinite and wild. They lived in a walk-in cage separated by wood and wires. They sung into dusk, a gaggle of voices, and waited for escape. Part two. Some days I hid in the cage. The ground smelled of wet straw and bird shit. I sat next to the bird feed, cupped the body of my bird in my hands, a talisman of heat and eyes. It wrestled helplessly, head jerking in jagged circles, its beak a dark stone, an arrow moving to find flesh, jab a blood wound into my 7-year-old hand. But I was firm. I wanted its secrets, its love. I was patient, I was a patient warden. Somewhere in the bird's bones, there was magic, a spell, an incantation, a melody to break the general, his hard smile. The bird was my weapon. Abuela's gentle fingers peeled mine away. My grasp was rough, her whispers soft. "Déjalo ir, mija," she said. But I needed its fragile warmth, its breath inside my skin. I was young, knew little of the world and its poisons, but I sensed emptiness and fear, the soul missing from the soldiers' boots and guns, the green tanks in the streets, the silence and hunger of those who turned away from love, ignored the strangled, limp bodies beaten blue, thrown into the river, stacked along the walls inside the camps. The coup was also 7 years old that summer. Still its ash rained through the city, a blanket of gray soot. It clung to the crevices of all hearts, latched itself to every muscle. Every day I cradled my bird, its hollow bones, pulled it close to my chest, inhaled its musk, and waited for song and spell to wake us into living. I waited for hours, crushing my bird with blinding hope. Part three.
I sat in the bird cage every day the summer before we left Santiago, stared at all the birds. Their delicate bodies and wings knew nothing of my sadness. Abuela promised to keep my bird, to watch it while we escaped to a flat land with white snow in January. One morning, the light still low and slight along the horizon, I forgot to latch the door. The birds flew out into the sky, the cage suddenly empty, its door a sad tongue hanging open. Abuela left fruit and seed, hoping to lure the birds back. Weeks passed. We often heard their singing near as the sun fell through the horizon. They never came back. We were exiled in March. It has been decades. I never returned to the bird cage. Now I look for birds with claws and beaks that kill. And just a lighter one, maybe. Someday I will visit Hawk Mountain. I will be a real birder. and no raptors by the shape of their wings, the span of them against the wide skies, the browns and grays of their feathers, the reds and whites like specks of paint. I will look directly into the sun, point and say, those are black vultures, those are red-shouldered hawks. They fly with the thermals, updrafts, barely moving, guide their bodies along the currents, borrowing speed from the wind. I will know other raptors, sharp-shinned hawks, the Cooper's hawk, the ones that flap their wings and move their bodies during the day. The merlins, the peregrine falcons, soaring like bullets through blue steel, cutting the winds, looking for rabbits, groundhogs that will not live past talons and claws. I will know the size of their bones, the weight of their beaks. I will remember the curves, the colors of their oval coal eyes. I will have the measurements, the data that lives inside their bodies like a secret, taunting me to find its guts. Or this is what I tell myself. But I am a bad birder. I care little about the exact rate of the northern goshawk's flight speed. I do not need to know how many pounds of food the American kestrel eats in winter. I have no interest in the types of feathers on a turkey vulture. I have looked up and forgotten these facts again and again and again. They flow out of my mind immediately. What I remember, my breathless body as I look into the wildness above, raptors flying, diving, swirling, bodies of light, talismans, incantations, dust of the gods. Creatures of myth, they hang in the sky like questions. They promise nothing, indifferent to everything but death. Still, I catch myself gasping, neck craned up, aching, following the circles they build out of the sky, reach for their brutal mystery, gravitate to their Promethean promise, the alien spark of more. And just one really short one, Pacific Dreams. How long since my body carried joy, since my hands, my legs plunged into the cold ache of the Pacific? How long since my bones felt the bite of the water, its sting of sand and seaweed? Strange dream ocean, it leaves me breathless, this memory. Eyes closed, head submerged beneath the waves, dark cocoon of foam and salt engulfing everything. Beneath the waves, my whole body, a muffled, quivering heartbeat. Thank you.